You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Late Thursday, President Trump signed an executive order banning the social media app TikTok in 45 days. TikTok is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, and the administration says a Chinese company having access to Americans' data is a national security threat. Microsoft is in talks to buy the parts of TikTok that operate in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, which would allow U.S. users to stay on the app. But what that deal would look like? Who knows? Trump also put a clock on WeChat, a popular Chinese texting app. Shira Ovide covers technology at the New York Times, and she says this could have implications far beyond social media. Full disclosure, I spoke with her earlier in the day before Trump issued the executive orders.
I think this is definitely a cloud over any Chinese company that operates in the United States. So there are also Chinese companies that have large technology footprints in the United States. Lenovo, which is the company that makes laptops. They own Motorola, the cell phone manufacturer. If I were Lenovo, I'd be wondering what's happening as well. Yes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this week he wants to get rid of more untrusted Chinese-owned technology from app stores, cloud services, mobile networks, and undersea internet cables, that implying that TikTok is just the beginning. But how many of those things are there?
Yeah, so I've read Mike Pompeo's statement about clean networks and so on. I'm not sure I totally understand the implications. You're right. It definitely could be read as any Chinese apps that operate in the United States may no longer be able to do so.
It's fascinating that somebody who knows as much about this stuff as you do, that even you're kind of lost with this.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's telling that I said, I don't know what's going to happen, because a lot of this stuff is completely uncharted territory for technology companies. It also reflects the fact that U.S. officials, they say things but don't necessarily follow through. So if somebody says we're going to ban an app, it's not always clear exactly what happens next.
Some analysts like to write about how the world is starting to be divided into sort of three internet regimes, the U.S. and then Europe and then China, with each area having its own sort of rules of the road when it comes to the internet. Is this fight slash acquisition going to make that more severe?
China has forever been basically a parallel internet universe. The thing I wonder is, maybe the internet is not so different, right? We have different tax regimes and tax schemes, right, in every country in the world, that they know they're going to pay different taxes and abide by different tax laws in Germany than they do in the United States than they do in Mexico. And so the question is the internet something special, or is the internet like taxes, where each country sets its own rules and multinational companies just figure out how to make it work?
Shira Ovide of the New York Times. She's keeping up with the TikTok latest in her newsletter On Tech. We'll be following this story as well. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.